Well, good evening. I want to thank Brother Lorenz for just the opportunity to be able to come down and to preach. And so we'll get right into it. And if we can stand and turn our Bibles to 1 Kings chapter 2. 1 Kings chapter 2. And we'll be looking at 10 verses. While you're turning there, just a brief just kind of introduction to what we're at. At this point, we're going to be reading a narrative. And the setting is King Solomon has just become king. David had passed from the scene in the beginning of chapter 1, end of chapter 1. And so Solomon is really starting to get into his reign. And he's starting to enact some things that David had told him to, or just start to get into his reign. And so where we're at tonight will be a narrative from an encounter Solomon had early in his reign. So look down with me, and we'll read 36 to 46. And the Bible says, "And the king sent and called for Shimei, and said unto him, Build thee an house in Jerusalem, and dwell there, and go not forth thence any whither. For it shall be that on the day thou goest out, and passest over the brook Kidron, thou shalt know for certain that thou shalt surely die. Thy blood shall be upon thine own head. And Shimei said unto the king, The saying is good. As my lord the king hath said, so will thy servant do. And Shimei dwelt in Jerusalem many days. And it came to pass at the end of 3 years that two of the servants of Shimei ran away unto Achish, son of Maacah, king of Gath. And they told Shimei, saying, Behold, thy servants be in Gath. And Shimei arose and saddled his ass and went to Gath to Achish to seek his servants. And Shimei went and brought his servants from Gath. And it was told Solomon that Shimei had gone from Jerusalem to Gath and was come again. And the king sent and called for Shimei and said unto him, Did I not make thee swear by the Lord and protestest unto thee, saying, Know for a certain on the day that thou goest out and walkest abroad any whither, that thou shalt surely die. And thou saidest unto me, The word that I have heard is good. Why then hast thou not kept the oath of the Lord, and the commandment that I have charged thee with? The king said moreover to Shimei, Thou knowest all the wickedness which thine heart is privy to, that thou didst to David my father. Therefore the Lord shall return thy wickedness upon thine own head. And King Solomon shall be blessed, and the throne of David shall be established before the Lord forever. So the king commanded Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, which went out and fell upon him, that he died. And the kingdom was established in the hand of Solomon." Let's pray. Lord, I just want to thank you for the opportunity we have to read your word, Lord. And I pray that you be with me to convey the words that you've given to me, Lord, that I would just be clear, just your mouthpiece, Lord. Pray that you just help me. In your name I pray. Amen. You may be seated. So, again, where we're at, as Solomon had called to Shimei. Now, the reason that Solomon had called Shimei and told him that he had to build a house, I mean, you look at it and it's pretty drastic. Like, if you leave the house, you're going to die. And you might be like, okay, well, what put Shimei in this position? It takes us all the way back to 2 Samuel chapter 19. We don't need to turn there. But in 2 Samuel chapter 19, the setting there is Absalom, David's son, had just been removed from power. He had just died, and so David had he was walking with his men on a road. They had just came from all the aftermath of that. And if we're familiar with the story of Absalom, that was a horrible time just for the kingdom. It was divided, it was confused, there was uproars, there was uprising. People were dishonoring the king, they were just upset, they just a lot going on. And David himself, he was just confused and, sorrowful that his son had died, but at the same time, just a lot was going on in there. And in all of that, we meet this man named Shimei. Now, Shimei had gone up to a hill and was sitting there, and he was cursing and yelling and making fun of the king, King David. Now, that is a criminal offense. It's punishable by death. And in fact, David's men wanted to go up to the hill and kill him, but David said no. The Lord has sent him to rebuke me. David was very clear, do not kill Shimei. And so Shimei was pardoned there from that sin that was, unpardonable. You didn't do that to the king. And so we don't really see him much more until you get to 1 Kings chapter 1. And David is sitting there on his deathbed, and he calls Solomon into his room, and he said, "Now, Solomon, I'm dying, and you're going to take over. There's some things that I would like you to do. There's some things that I want to make you aware of. And one of them was this man, Shimei." And he said, "I pardoned him, but he's not a good man. He needs to die," is pretty much what David told Solomon. "Eliminate him from your kingdom." And so that's where we come to here. Solomon calls Shimei to him. He calls him from his house unto the kingdom, to the palace of Jerusalem. And so Shimei, I mean, you could just imagine, knowing what you did, and now knowing David died and Solomon coming up, and knowing that the words David commanded was, "As long as I live, you're free." Well, now Shimei knows David's dead, and he's being called up to the palace, and you could just imagine. I mean, I'm sure it wasn't like, "Oh yeah, I'm going to go see the king." I'm sure it wasn't like that at all. He's like, "I'm going to die, I'm going to die, I'm going to die, I'm going to die." I mean, it was probably very sorrowful, very not wanting to go at all. And so Solomon calls him to him. And so Shimei goes and he talks to the king. And Solomon decides to let Shimei live, but under some conditions. Solomon extends mercy to Shimei. Instead of killing him, he said, "Look, Shimei, if you come and if you live in Jerusalem, build you a house, settle yourself in Jerusalem, and do not leave the city. There's a brook," he mentioned it in the passage, in verse 37, "a brook Kidron. It runs across, it's not a very big brook. I looked it up. In fact, most of the time it's even dry. It's not even during the rainy seasons is really when it fills up. And so that was the brook. It just runs right outside the city of Jerusalem. It's not very long. But Solomon said, "If you go past it, you broke your covenant. You broke the oath. And the punishment will be happened. But as long as you stay inside these parameters, as long as you stay in the house, in the city that I've told you, as long as you do that, you'll be fine." And so he extends that to him. But he makes it clear to Shimei that there's some conditions to this. There's some conditions to the mercy that Solomon showed him. And I mean, in our own life, we know of parameters. We know of guidelines, rules that we're not supposed to go. I mean, parents to kids. Kids know, if I do this, mom and dad are not going to be happy. And at work, you know there's some things that the boss has told you to do. And you know if you don't fulfill that, or if you don't maintain inside what he wants you to do, you're going to get in trouble. We're very understood of parameters, even in the law. There's only so much you can do before you get in trouble with the law. And if you go outside of the parameters, there are punishments. And a lot of the problems we have in the present world is because people lift the parameters, or they're not strict with the parameters. Parents don't set parameters for their kids, or the kids just clearly don't care about the parameters. But they're meant, parameters are meant to set up for the protection of the people. It wasn't a restriction to Shimei. It's saying, "Look, Shimei, you shouldn't even be alive, but I'm letting you live, and these parameters are for your protection. Because if you go outside that, you go outside my rule, and you're going to die." And so they're for Shimei's protection. And if we look down, we see Shimei's answer. And, look real quick at, again, at verse 37. We've touched it briefly, but before, the last thing Shimei hears from Solomon's mouth was, "Death is looming if you break the commandments." It wasn't, "You could die," or Solomon be like, "Or you have to come see me again." No, it was clear. It was clear what would happen if he went outside of it. And that's very important because Solomon made it absolutely clear what he expected of Shimei. And if Shimei went outside of that, there would be consequences. I mean, we know. We live. We're under subjection to God. God has things. The Bible says he'll never leave us and never forsake us. And as long as we stay in his will, he protects us and he keeps us. But sometimes in our own state, we like to go outside of his will. No, he doesn't leave us. But what happens is we open ourselves to things that God never intended for us to be open to. But because we went outside of what he wanted, those things ensue. God wants you to just do what's right. And if you follow him, he'll bless you. He'll keep you. But we like to do things our way, and disease happens. Jail time happens. Death happens. All because we wanted to go outside of God's will. And God makes it clear in Scripture what his will is. He makes it clear the parameters. God sets up parameters for our life. They're very clear. Just like Solomon set up and made it very clear to Shimei, God, we know what to expect. And when we break it, it's not that we do it in ignorance, because we know. And that's what Solomon was trying to get to Shimei. There will be no excuse if you break it. You know. And how many times in our life when we sin, we know we sinned. We know we went outside God's will. We know that. And so there was going to be no confusion. And so Solomon, again, remember the Bible says he was the wisest man. He, in his wisdom, he knew people like to find loopholes. And he made it very clear to Shimei that there was no loopholes. It was do it or die. So then now, look at verse 38, and we see Shimei's response. It's not really much, a very surprising response. Shimei goes, yes, absolutely. And because Solomon says, does he sound good? And Shimei says, the saying is good, king. And my lord the king has said, so will thy servant do. I mean, he said, yeah. I mean, just 20 minutes ago, 30 minutes ago, I was walking up to this palace thinking I was going to die. And here he is. Solomon's offering this to him. And Shimei is like, well, yes. I mean, he'd be a fool not to. I mean, Shimei knew what he did. And even though he was pardoned, he still knew that that wasn't right. And so he knew in the back of his mind, he said, I don't deserve this, but if he's offering it, I'm going to take it. And I mean, God's protection, God's will, we don't deserve that, do we?
You're right.
We don't deserve the gift that he gives us. Salvation, we don't deserve that. But he offers it to us freely, and all we have to do is take it. That's all we have to do. And that's all Shimei had to do, was just take the protection that Solomon offered.
Yeah.
And he did. Freely. Gladly. He's like, yes, I will do that, king. So he goes and he takes it. And he builds himself a house. And the Bible says he abode there many days. So, and in the next verse, it actually tells us 3 years. So now we'll get it and imagine for 3 years. Maybe at first, we'll put ourselves in the mind of Shimei. Here he is. He's living in Jerusalem for 3 years. You can imagine if a lot of people moved, or you've moved, or you know, maybe from one house to here or different cities. And when you move, there's adjustment times and there's different things, but you slowly get back into the grind and you get back, you get a schedule, you get a routine. And we can imagine after 3 years, Shimei's probably got a routine. I mean, I imagine when he first got in Jerusalem, there was probably a lot of finger pointing, like, hey, that's Shimei. Do you know that guy? And I imagine there was a lot of that at first. Like, that's the guy that should be dead. Or, you know what he did to King David? And I imagine there was a lot of it. And I bet a lot of people knew when Shimei was there. And I bet there was a lot of people that, no, I'm not going to talk to him. But it's been 3 years now. I imagine by this time he's got friends. I just from history, there's no biblical proof of it we see in here. But just from the history we know, Shimei probably worked a job. He probably had an occupation that he did inside the city. So you just imagine with me, Shimei was settled. And he was doing what the king commanded him to. For 3 years, he did it gladly. We don't see him having any problems. And he just did what was expected for him for 3 years. But Shimei had a couple servants. And they ran away. They ran away from the house. Again, it wasn't their command to stay. It was Shimei's command to stay. So they ran and they went to Gath. And Gath is about 26 miles outside Jerusalem. And so they would have been gone for several weeks, months maybe. And so they ran away, and that was probably the most excitement Shimei had. And he's like, oh, my servants ran away. Okay, see you guys. And so you can just imagine they left. And so Shimei's sitting there, but they come back one day. They come back and they go, hey, Shimei, remember when you left? You left kind of abruptly. And Shimei was like, yeah. So Shimei, do you think maybe you lost all your friends? And could, I mean, just imagine. I mean, we don't know, but Shimei might have had a family, friends. He had a life back before he was called up. And so, I mean, it's been 3 years. Maybe Shimei is like, nobody's there. But the servants are like, no, you got servants back in Gath. There's people that still love you back in Gath. And so Shimei goes, okay. So he gets on his Bible says he saddles his ass and he goes 26 miles down to Gath. And he goes and he comes back. It's exactly what the Bible says. Look down in verse 40. And Shimei rose and saddled his ass and went to Gath to Achish to seek his servants. And Shimei went and brought his servants from Gath. Well, I mean, if you're just looking at it, okay, he left and came back. But what he did was he left. And that's 26 miles, and the Beer Kidron is way past. I mean, it's way, he went past his zone. And so the news reaches Solomon's ears. Solomon, imagine he's sitting there on his throne, and hey, a messenger comes up to him. Shimei, he left. He left, but, I mean, he came back, but he left. And can you just imagine the different emotions that would be going through Solomon? Anger, disappointment, confusion, maybe? Like, why? I mean, if you think about it, Shimei had it super easy. All he had to do was stay in the city of Jerusalem. And it wasn't like it was a small city. It was a big city. It's the capital. I mean, that's where the king, like, there was lots to do there, but he left. And so again, Solomon calls to Shimei. And I bet this time, it wasn't an uncertainty factor for Shimei. I bet Shimei knew what was coming this time. And again, he walks up the steps, and again, he goes to Solomon. But see, Solomon wasn't nice this time. Look at the verses. Verse 42. He says, did I not make thee to swear by the Lord? And protested unto thee, saying, know for a certain, on the day that thou goest out and walkest abroad any whither, that thou shalt surely die. And thou saidest to me, the word that I have heard is good. Why then, listen to this, he goes, why then hast thou not kept the oath of the Lord and the commandment that I have charged thee with? You can just see Solomon as he's sitting there looking at him and he's like, why? We agreed. You said you were going to do it. You said it's good, king. Sounds great. Then why did you break it? I mean, we can imagine the sheer confusion of Solomon. And I mean, if we're sitting here, if we're being honest, we probably might, I mean, I think I would be confused too. Shimei wasn't, there was nothing being asked hard of Shimei. He had it easy, just don't leave. And you knew what the punishment was, but he left. And Solomon's confusion and Solomon's anger, he goes, but you know what's going to happen. And so sure enough, he calls Benaiah. Benaiah was his right-hand man. And Benaiah comes and he fells upon him, which means he killed him. And Shimei died. Now you might be sitting there and you might be like, but why? That's honestly, when I was reading this passage, that was my question. I looked at it and I wanted to honestly know, why did Shimei leave? Why would he leave the place of safety? After everything Shimei did, he should have died the first time, but then he was shown mercy, and he did it again. And he broke out the king's commandment. Again, why would he do that? The answer is Shimei disobeyed the commandment of Solomon after Solomon showed him mercy because of the rebellion in Shimei's heart. That's what it all boils down to. After everything that happened to Shimei, Shimei's heart was sinful. And when given the choice to sin, he took it. Solomon said it well. Look in verse 44. Verse 44. The king said moreover to Shimei, thou knowest all the wickedness which thine heart is privy to. The reason Shimei did all of that was the sheer fact that Shimei, his rebellion, his inward man, it just came through. And although he was shown mercy and mercy again and given a second chance, which a lot of people don't give in second chances, especially when it came to the matters of the king, but he was. And after all of that, he was shown mercy. Yet, in his rebellion, he just swept it away and he paid the penalty. Let's bring that to where we are. If we're saved in here, we were shown mercy. See, we deserved to die. Justice demanded our death. But God in His goodness and His mercy, He saved us. And He said, all you got to do is follow me. He made it that simple. Your sin demands payment. It demands hell. Just like Shimei should have died, God and he was pardoned by David, we should be dead, but God sent Jesus Christ so that we were pardoned. And if we're saved in here, you're a benefactor of that mercy. And all that is asked of you is to say in the will of God. That's all. And you'd be like, well, that's all. That's hard. In comparison to the mercy you shown that was shown you, it's nothing. It's nothing. In fact, I mean, it's our reasonable service. It's expected of us. And we can be doing right, going to church and doing what we're right. But however, when we are given the chance to sin and rebel against God, we do. Because of our sinful, rebellious hearts. We're no better than Shimei. We'll be like, we could be back here and be like, man, that Shimei, he just wasn't thinking and I can't believe he did that. You do it all the time. I do it all the time. Every time we sin, we're literally rebelling against God. We're saying, I see the mercy you showed me, but I don't care. We'd be like, but I never say that, but you do in your actions. Because that's what Shimei was saying to Solomon. Solomon, I see what you did for me. I don't care. I'm just going to do my own thing. But how do we get out of this vicious cycle? How do we not do that? Well, see, unlike Shimei, we can ask God to forgive us, and He will. Amen. See, Shimei, there was only one fate for Shimei, but that doesn't have to be our fate.
Right. Right.
See, because we have an all-loving and a merciful God that will forgive you.
Amen.
If we confess and forgive our sins, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. We must determine. This is the action we have to take. We must determine to regularly check our hearts and quell the rebellion before it destroys us. We must examine our hearts because God is worth it. All of us still have that inward rep. All of us, that sin nature, it wants to rebel. But we have to set time, whether it's daily, whether it's twice a day, three times a day, but we have to examine our hearts to prevent that rebellion from destroying us. See, because we don't have to end up like Shimei. We don't. If we're not careful, we will. If we don't take time, if we don't choose to examine our hearts, if we don't do that, we'll end up just like Shimei did. And that rebellion will destroy us and destroy our lives. So don't be like Shimei. You don't have to be. God doesn't want you to be. He didn't save you and show you mercy just to watch you crumble. He saved you so He can have a fellowship with Him and a walk with Him. And that's how you do it. Walk with Him. Ask Him to forgive you. When you sin, ask Him and try harder not to do it again. Don't be like Shimei and watch your life destroyed just because of rebellion. Instead, choose to walk after Him. Choose to examine your life and quell the rebellion before it destroys you. Let's pray. Lord, I just want to thank You for this day, Lord. And Lord, I just want to thank You for what You've shown me in this passage, Lord. And Lord, that we can We don't have to continue to sin, Lord. We can just go to you and you can help us and you can show us how to live better and live more righteously for you, Lord. I thank you for what you've shown us, and Lord, I pray that you give us a good rest of the evening. Be with Noah as he preaches, Lord, in your name I pray. Amen.